Welcome to the latest podcast in the Workplace series from the People Mentor, Nicola Richardson.
Hello, are you sitting comfortably? Welcome to the Workplace series of podcasts that will help you to navigate those inevitable difficult events at work that are part of being a manager and leader. Today I wanted to talk to you about how to influence people at work. If you want to be an effective leader or manager, you need to be able to influence people. It's not enough to say, I'm the boss, I'm the team leader, and you need to do this. You can't expect people to do as you say. You need to take other steps to get your colleagues to support your ideas and to be more respected, appreciated, and acknowledged in the workplace. It can be hard to increase your influence in the workplace because people are always so distracted by their own tasks and an overload of information. Yet, the increasing pressure on businesses to be successful and profitable makes it more important that you have the influence to get things done. So gaining influence at work does take time and effort, but how can you make the path a little smoother for yourself? Here are some strategies you can use to increase your influence at work. The first one, build trust. Healthy and collaborative working relationships are built on trust. Be open and honest, and don't make colleagues feel like they are being kept out of the loop. There's nothing worse than that feeling. As a manager, you probably do have the authority to make demands of your employees, but if you're truly influential, your demands will be met because employees trust you and believe in you, not just because you're a manager barking out those orders. Be consistent. Demonstrate consistency in your leadership. Set consistent expectations for employees and reward hard work. Complete your own tasks on time and to a high standard, and people will believe you're consistent and reliable. If you're consistent, it's a great way to gain influence because you'll be considered trustworthy, and then you'll have no trouble getting people on side. Don't mistake assertiveness for aggression. Some degree of assertiveness is essential for getting yourself heard, but don't cross the line into aggression and arrogance, as this could seriously harm your ability to influence others. If, however, you are assertive and you completely believe in the ideas you're putting across to people, you'll be more likely to be seen as an authority who knows their stuff. Be willing to compromise and negotiate. Being too rigid in your beliefs can work against you. If you are seen as being willing to compromise or negotiate, people will be more likely to listen to what you have to say rather than becoming defensive. Really importantly, build connections with people. If your authority is built on isolating yourself from your employees, it might make it harder for people to trust you. Spend time communicating with your employees, carrying out go and sees, observing body language and talking and having those real conversations. You don't need to become best friends, but if people feel you're all working as a team and you advocate it, they'll be more respectful and more receptive to you when you discuss ideas with them. Walk the walk. You can't build influence talking about what you want to do if you don't actually follow through. If you consistently work hard and demonstrate that you can get results, you're far more likely to be influential. Very importantly, don't just talk, listen. The more you listen to people's ideas and demonstrate that you believe in them, the more people will value your ideas and opinions. It's a two-way street. This shows that you respect people and it builds mutual trust. If people feel they are being heard, they are much more likely to view you as a true leader. If people think they aren't being heard, there's no faster way to spread resentment. Position yourself as an expert. Attending conferences and constantly updating your skills will help you be seen as an expert in your business, which will make people view you as a committed professional who has influence by virtue of excellent industry knowledge and a desire to be ahead of the game. Remember that gaining influence in the workplace is not about getting people to do what you tell them, it's about becoming more effective and respected. So I'd like to round off with some top tips about how to influence people. Number one, build connections with people. So when you try to influence them, they trust you aren't doing it for selfish reasons. Number two, show people that you value their ideas and opinions. Number three, attend conferences and keep your skills updated to position yourself as an expert. Number four, being truly influential is about being strategic. It's not about manipulation. Five, use the word we instead of I to demonstrate that your ideas will benefit the organisation as a whole, not just for you. So that's it for this week. I hope that you've got some good tips from today's podcast, and I'll see you next time for the next one. This is the People Mentor signing off. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you need any help or advice, please contact Nicola on nicolarichardson@thepeoplementor.co.uk. The People Mentor, driving your business forward.